it is time for a quick little touring car update. We haven't done that in a fair bit. We always like to catch up with what's going on in the world of TCR, because we do it thanks to our great mates at Burson Auto Parts, and they have been just absolute superstars when it comes to supporting the program, and they're actually celebrating 50 years as well. And if there is anyone that would know what it's like to proudly represent the good people at Burson, it is our next guest. Please welcome to the driver's seat for the first time, the one and only Benny Barguana.
G'day everyone. Thanks for having me.
I can't believe you stitched us up, mate, giving Nimsy the wrong number. Damn you!
No, that's not on him. That's
you know who that is? That's on Mrs. McKeldin.
Nimsy, I'm throwing the bus.
Is that on my wife, Nimsy? Did she give you the wrong number?
No, that would be Mr. Azor's fat fingers.
Right.
Okay. Sausage fingers.
There you go. Benny, it's Matt McKeldin speaking. You are making your debut here on the driver's seat, so welcome and thank you for your time. Now, for those who are listening who may not know, you are the son, the progeny of Jason Barguana, the next generation of Bargs is coming through.
So, he's actually taller as well.
Well, it's not hard, mate. Jason's a dead set garden gnome, let's be honest. Tell us about your racing so far, mate. Tell us where you've been, where you're going, and just
and
give us a snapshot. And where you want to end up. Give us a snapshot as to who Ben Barguana is.
Yeah, look, I think Prodigy is pretty generous, but and I'm definitely taller, but as you said, that's not hard. Everyone's taller than him, so. But yeah, my racing at the moment, look, it's exciting. I'm currently in the TCR Australia Series, and I'm having a blast. I mean, it's my first year in really a professional series. I've only done a few years of racing in XLs and Formula Ford, and yeah, to be in TCR Australia, it's really exciting, and working with a good group of people like GRM, you know, it's just made it all exciting and fun. But yeah, look, in terms of future stuff, I just want to get TCR right at the moment. But yeah, the recent announcement, I'm doing to S5000 next weekend at SMP. Look, that's yeah, I can't even describe my excitement on that. But that
have you driven one, Ben? Have you done any testing in an S5000?
I've done 5 laps.
Oh, yeah, good. So you're prepared then.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, ready to go. And I was in a seat that definitely didn't fit me, so I was moving around a lot. But, yeah, that was really cool, and that's definitely something to look forward to in the coming years, and something to, yeah, I guess aim for. But, yeah, I guess that's where I'm at the moment.
Mate, so from... I guess from XLs, where actually Jet and I both met you for the first time at Winton. Obviously, I've known your dad for a while, but you know, from XLs to a little bit of Formula Ford and then straight to TCR, you know, that's a huge step.
Mm.
You know, that's a massive step. So, how did that step come about?
Yeah, it is a huge step, and look, I don't know. I don't know if I was ready for it, but. I think, you know, I've grabbed it with two hands and done the best I could, but it came about because it sounds weird, but the pandemic, dad had that opportunity with Burson and GRM to step into the TCR Australia series. And it was sort of a 2-year program. And then when things didn't really happen and no racing was happening, the 2-year program sort of turned into a 1-year 2-car program.
Mm.
So yeah. Dad threw my name in, and yeah, away it went. So it was exciting.
And what do you love about it? Like the TCR car you're in, does it feel super comfortable being a front wheel drive car? Is that sort of where right now your comfort level lies? Like when you drove the S5000 rear wheel drive V8, lots of aero, all that kind of stuff. Did you kind of freak out a little bit because really you're a front wheel drive specialist?
I definitely freaked out. I mean, it's more power than I'm used to. But, yeah, I am a bit of a front-wheel drive specialist. And, well, those cars just suit me. I really love that front-wheel drive and the way you can control it. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I just jumped in the TCR car and it really suited me from day dot. So.
And, mate, obviously... you know, getting thrown in the deep end, a bit of a baptism of fire, as we just said before, and even you admitted that, you're still beating your old man in the championship.
How good is that?
It can't be going too bad. To be fair, I beat him when I raced him too. So, you know, we've both got something in common there. But, no, that's a pretty good feat, mate. I mean, he's no slouch, very experienced. And, you know, for such a fresh young bloke into a type of car like that with, you know, not too bad horsepower, but slicks and decent grip, that's a fair effort from your part.
Yeah, thank you. Well, one thing that happens every time I leave the house is Mum tells me that I have to beat the old man. I guess that's my main goal every weekend. But, yeah, Dad's someone I admire, and he's quite fast, and he's got a lot of experience in a race car. So any time I can beat him is quite amazing. But, you know, I also learn from him, and I put into what I have as well and just do the best I can to beat him. But I think you can see I'm faster, but he might be more experienced and wiser. So that tends to play out in a race weekend.
The young bull, old bull, Ben. The young bull, old bull. We still love that. Benny, it's an interesting time in Australian motorsport now, because if you look at timesheets, boys, across Australia on any given race weekend, there's a fair chance you're going to find a lot of familiar names. And it's a time, like Steve, when you were coming through, I reckon it was you and James Brock. It was Steve Johnson and James Brock, and obviously you.
Maybe Steve Richards.
So yeah. The three of you just there were really the kids of the legends coming forward. But if you look now, you've got Nash Morris, Aaron Seaton, Benny Grice, Jet Johnson.
Stephen Ellery's and now young bloke.
Steve Ellery's, yeah, Tristan and Dalton. And now there's the Barguanas as well. I mean, it's going to be an interesting time over the next 5 years, boys. To see where you all go. Like, Benny, I think you're in a sensational position. You've come in from, and I mean this with all due respect, not a huge background, not a huge notoriety. You haven't won a gazillion and won championships. And you've arguably come into, you've come into the top front-wheel drive touring car class
in the country.
With a big-name partner in a big-name team. Do you feel the pressure being a Barguana at all? And do you reckon the next 3 to 5 years you might cast your eye towards supercar? Is that somewhere where you want to go?
I'm going to be honest, and there's no point beating around the bush. I used to feel that pressure being a Barguana.
Yeah.
That used to get to me a fair bit at race meetings, but I don't know. I've felt myself grow and, I've learned and, yeah, I've matured. It doesn't get me as much these days, especially racing against my dad in the same category, same car. Like, I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I've got to go do every weekend. So,
yeah,
I'm able to put it aside, which is probably it's a good thing for me. Obviously, I do understand the meaning of my last name, but yeah, look, I've learned to get past that, which yeah. Helped me at race weekends, definitely.
I think, mate, I can certainly understand what you're talking about there, and so can my young fella Jet, you know. But, I mean, he's 16, so he sort of, you know, does he understand much at 16? They probably don't care. But, but I understand, and he understands, you know, and as much as people think that, you know, when we're young blokes, like when I was a young bloke, and obviously you're a young bloke coming in now, it's a tiny bit different to a young bloke that's, say, doing it on their own. Like, not doing it on their own, but, like, you know, a young Kai Allen or something, you know. Like, I think there's difference there because there's no background behind Kai Allen in regard to the name or the legacy or whatever, but there sort of is with a Johnson and a Barguana and a Tander and, you know, and all that. So if you can push that aside and still understand that, I think, you know, we need to still be aware that we're going to be within the spotlight no matter what happens, especially if stuff's bad.
Sure.
You know, whereas if something bad happens to Jet Johnson, it's going to be in the spotlight, you know. But if something bad happens to, you know, another young bloke that hasn't got a grandfather and a father that used to race as well, and same with in your case, mate, Benny, it's a little bit different. So if you, it's hard to push that aside, isn't it, and try to just focus on yourself and as much as it sounds selfish, Matty, guys like Benny, and when I came through and was driving the car wholly and solely on my own, you know, you've got to be selfish and you've got to think of yourself and you've got to make your own path. And I think that's what a lot of the young guys, especially like Jet's, got to do as well. So, I mean, it's good that you can understand that, Ben, and move forward, because if you can get stuck in it quite easily.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as I said, it used to really get on top of me, like get in my head on race weekends. But, you know, if you can get past it, and I mean, it, at the end of the day, Dad's just another competitor out on track. And I'm not Jason Barguana, I'm Ben Barguana. So
yeah,
I've got to do the best I can to make a name for myself. And yeah, I guess that's all I can say, really.
Have you hit him yet? Have you hit him on track?
Well, that's another thing that Mum says is don't hit him, because it's horrible. But I think I have hit him once at Phillip Island. He was going too slow through a corner, so I gave him a bit of a hurry up. But
that's
about
so good.
All that's happened so far.
That is so good. And let's talk about Bathurst, because you've got your TCR car on the support bill at the Bathurst 1000, which is mega. You obviously raced there earlier on in the year. What are your expectations coming up to the 1000?
Oh, how cool is it? I mean, 6-day event, TCR, all the cool categories there. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Last time we're at Bathurst, left a bit of sour taste in my mouth. I didn't think I maximised that weekend in terms of TCR. But also, I saw a lot of potential out of that weekend in terms of car pace and tyre life and things like that. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get back and see what we can do. Obviously, it's a bit different. We got like 50-minute races. I might pass out or something with the heat. <and everything.
laughs> Have you got 50-minute races, TCR 50-minute races up there?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Do you run a cool suit in a TCR car?
No.
Mate, well, now listen here. John, I know Johnson's going to poo-poo me on this, but I run a cool suit in my Trans Am car. And I've got to tell you, have you ever run with a cool suit, Benny? Because they are life-changing. Don't listen to your old man. Don't listen to Uncle Stevie over here. Run a cool suit. Because when you're sitting on the dummy grid and it's 1,000 degrees in your car, I looked across at Queensland Raceway the other week when I ran, and I saw all the junior burgers. They were hot and sweaty. Jet Johnson got out of his car. He weighs absolutely nothing anyway, but he lost a bunch of water, got out a bit woozy. Old fat boy McKeldin here with his cool suit on, not a drama. Get a cool suit in there, Sunshine, because it's going to be 1,000 degrees when we get there in a couple of weeks.
Look, I could probably ask for one, but I think Gary Rogers would probably give me a firm note.
Hey, there is zero chance of him getting a cool suit from Gary and Barry and Ben.
And Bugs.
And, and Jace. Like, there's no chance at all. Hey, mate, like, you've obviously got your old man there that you can, you know, fire questions at and try to learn things on the fly and try to cut your learning curve as short as possible. You know, you have got those guys, you know, Gary, Barry, you've got James Moffat, you've got Caruth there, you've even got Marcus Ambrose in the garage. Yeah. So, I mean, are those guys that you can and you do regularly get advice from?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've known Gary and Barry for quite a while, obviously due to Dad's history with them, but 2019, I was basically a race weekend mechanic working with Moffat, and that was the first time I ever met him. But I learnt so much from him, like, it was just crazy. But I think everyone you talk to in the world of motorsport has a different view. And my mindset is that everyone has something that you can learn from. So talking to those guys like Gary, Barry, Moffat, Caruso, you know, like, they all have some sort of wisdom that I can learn from. And look, I don't have an excuse to not know what I'm doing, because there's definitely enough experience and knowledge around me. So, but it's exciting. I love it. And I love talking to those guys and seeing how they view the world of motorsport.
And just before we go, mate, we've already had a text message in, because my wife won't allow me to run stadium super trucks.
Yeah, the jumpy trucks.
The jumpy trucks, Mrs. Mac. And A texter has come in and said, tell Ben he can be selfish. Just don't get married to a lady like Mrs. Mack. They put a limit on you on what you can do. Mrs. Mack is still unbelievable, though. Yes, she is unbelievable. And Benny knows that because Benny and Jason and all the Burson crew actually work with my wife on the odd occasion. But I think, Benny, I like your attitude. I like the way you're talking about, you know, on my own, man. I'm going to make it on my own and I'm just going to keep going. What I hope I see you do is just, and I think our audience would love it too, just give the old man through the chase. Let's test his reaction times on the old boy. When he turns into the chase, if you're anywhere near him, just give him a gentle unload. Let's see if he can really, you know, when in doubt, power out in a Formula One, in a TCR car. Let's see if you can do that. If you do that, mate, I'm shouting dinner when we get to Bathurst.
I don't know about that. I mean, I try my best to beat him. I don't know if I can focus enough to try and unload him a little bit. And not punch him.
I'm going to, if that happens, boys, I'm going to laugh and then I'm going to run because Jason will come up and smack me, stand on a milk crate and then try and smack me in the mouth when he.
There'll be a fair bit of red mist in that paddock if that ever
And there'll
happens.
Be a couple of tyres down too. He's got to stand not if he's going to hit you in the mouth.
That's what I mean. Get on a milk crate and hit me in the head.
Hey, Benny, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. And thanks for joining us here on the driver's seat, mate. And we neglected to mention you actually had a very good weekend in the Prodigars too, in the Audi. The personality that you're going to be taking with your cousin at the 6 hour in next Easter too, isn't it?
Yeah, that was I couldn't be much better that weekend. I mean, 3 wins, awesome. And yeah, that is the car we're taking to the 6 hour, and it's exciting because it's a fast car.
Yeah, it certainly is. And knocked off all comers, I can tell you that. But mate, we've taken up fair too much of your time already, but thanks for joining us in the driver's seat and go well this weekend at SMP.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Benny Barguana there, joining us here on the driver's seat, part of our touring car update. Thanks to Burson Auto Parts. They're known for first-class knowledge and service.